At 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tropical storm Debbie's been getting stronger, drenching Florida's Gulf Coast, heading north, expected to hit the panhandle, Big Bend, tomorrow, possibly as a hurricane with torrential rain and flooding. It could stall off the Georgia coast Wednesday, says State Emergency Management's Chris Dolan.
They're calling it a 500 to 1,000-year storm. And so with that, we're extremely concerned about flooding.
Ukraine's armed forces sunk a Russian sub in the Black Sea today and attacked an anti-aircraft installation in Russian-occupied Crimea, says Ukraine's military. Ukraine's newly arrived F-16 fighter jets are put on display today by President Zelensky. Well, a source says VP Harris has been meeting with potential running mates this weekend. This from ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
Trump last night rallying in battleground Georgia, hurling personal insults.
She has a very low IQ.
But many Republicans want Trump to tone down the attacks.
This is ABC News. Fire crews are surrounding more of the biggest current wildfire in California near Chico, partly crediting cooler temperatures. Making waves at the Summer Olympics, Team USA in Paris, ABC's Inez de la Quintera.
An incredible showing from Bobby Fink, winning gold in the 1,500-meter freestyle, setting a new world record. The women setting records, too, winning the women's 4x100-meter medley relay. And it wasn't close, smashing the world record and beating the competition by nearly 5 seconds. And for the first time in 64 years, the gold medal in the men's 4x100 medley relay does not belong to the U.S., China's stunning Team USA, the men settling for silver.
A capacity crowd of about 10,000 people braved heat and humidity to enjoy the 70th anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island, one of the largest musical festivals in New England. Festival ends tonight. Elvis Costello among the performers. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Full hour of live music and in-depth interviews. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by the First Weber. Most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. And I want to say thanks to the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. Go visit it now, downtown Sun Prairie, and the menu at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Jimmy, our next guest in the lair, knew he would become a musician at a young age, dancing in front of the television with anything that looked like a guitar. From high school to Harvest Fest, Chad Anderson has spent a lifetime jamming, and if not in a band, solo performing. An injury involving fingers, arms, and shoulders took Chad out of the game for a bit, but hearing the call here that we had an opening for a performance live in the lair, Chad is going to make his return to live performance right here on Max Inc. Radio. Chad Anderson, welcome to the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
Hey guys, thanks a lot for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thanks for answering the call.
Well, usually you don't get much from Facebook, but no. when it's Rocker, you answer the call.
Oh, well, we're really glad that you could stop in here tonight. Well, let's start off with a little song from Chad Anderson, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This song is called Starting to Get Good Again.
I'm not sure the music is coming through the board rocker. That's the the wonderful things about live radio sometimes here on Civic Media.
I think we're going to be okay.
I think we'll be okay, too. While we're doing that, maybe I can remind people that Shane Christopher Neal will have the Indy 45 show coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. And, of course, Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock with After Hours. Oh, now we're cooking with fire.
Let me put a few more logs on the fire here.
Very Nice. Chad Anderson live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text on the Civic Media app. Just call us up or text us a question for Chad Anderson. Chad, that song was called Starting to Get Good. Starting to Get Good Again, excuse me. Tell us about that song.
I was working with a young lady who was in her early 30s. She had been seeing a guy since she was in high school, and when they got married, about a year later, they divorced. So I said, I'll write one for you, and I gave her that, and it turns into this. It's just, you know, a lot of times you'll get an idea, and you write something down, and then there's a piece of music you've been working on, you marry them together, and that's kind of what happened on this deal here.
How long ago was the music that you married together with the lyrics? Like, how far apart were they in creation?
In this particular one, only a few days.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes if you got something right on the burner, you can just put it together, or it'll just sit there forever, because if you don't have anything to go with it. If it doesn't have a friend, it's partying alone.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. Air jamming to Elvis in front of TV. Tell us about how you started playing music and the inspiration your mother played. What's your backstory?
Well, let's see. It could have been the Dead or Willie or anybody in front of the TV, but I was going to be dancing. There was no question about it. I mean, I took a piece of wood from the garage. I was using that as a guitar. My dad showed me that when I was 18. I was like, what the hell is that?
A piece of wood?
It was a piece of wood that I kind of fashioned into this guitar. I might have put a couple strings on it or something. I just air jam around the house with it when I was like seven.
You remember if it was oak, maple, or birch? Or maybe some pine.
Let's see. Rocker, where were we on that, like, the second part of that? So, like, we dance in front of the TV.
And then, you know, what was the inspiration that your mother played? I know that she had some, imparted some wisdom upon you as a young child.
Well, as a young child, I basically had one operating parent, and that was her. So she put the fear of God in me, fed me, taught me how to do everything, and always said, you know, I come home, I want one of these, Mom, because everybody's got one. Well, you know, you could get one of those, or you could do your own thing. So, you know, it wasn't always, okay, let's go to the store and get that. It was, you know, figure it out for yourself, because, you know, you're an individual, so why don't you be one? So she really instilled the kind of leadership in the family. It stuck with my sister, didn't really work that well with me in terms of, you know, success, you know, in a career or something like that. How did I start playing guitar? I sat on the edge of my bed when I was 17 and I strummed the strings open with no left hand on the guitar and said to myself out loud, how am I ever going to be able to play this thing? And I thought to myself, as I'm doing that, I'm thinking, okay, I've been watching MTV and, you know, you got, how do these people play solos and don't even look at the fretboard? That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I figured out the main chords. And by the time I got to college, and a year and a half later or so, my roommate was a jazz drummer and he was in a trio with another guy, my floor, played guitar and a stand-up bass player, and I saw them at a restaurant on campus, and my jaw was on the floor, and I'm like, I don't need to do that. I don't need to be a jazz guy, but I want to be proficient. So that's when I started getting serious and jamming with those guys. When you jam with people that are a lot better than you, you get good fast.
What were you listening to during this time when you're just learning the guitar, learning that you wanted to be a musician? What were you listening to?
Journey, Van Halen, Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. Huh.
So mostly radio stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean,
listen to a lot of records.
I mean, was that what your mother was listening to at the time? Did she have a record collection?
She had a small record collection, nothing serious, and she just beat the heck out of it. So, like, are we going to the first three albums I've ever heard? Is that where
no.
we're going?
Okay. No, no, okay. Not yet.
Okay.
No,
that's cool.
Well, let's. In high school, you started singing with a metal band. They were called Paladin, covering songs of the time like Doc and Black Sabbath and Ozzy. Take us back to that time. What was it like to be in a high school metal band back in the 80s?
I drank gallons of lemon juice. I remember that.
Because of your voice, the constantly yelling so much?
Yeah, doing a lot of high screaming and stuff like that. And, you know, getting coached by the guitarist's mother. We jammed at his house. It was right off of...
By the guitarist's mother?
Bowl 14. The guitarist and the keyboardist's mother, we jammed there, and she would nap when we were jamming. She was pretty supportive.
That had to be a shock to your self-esteem there. Jamming is put someone to sleep?
Well, she let us do what we had to do.
Right, right.
But then she counseled you afterwards?
Well, she'd be like, you know, you're trying to hit this high note here and there. You got to push it out. You know, she would be coaching me. And it's like, oh, hey, wow. Thanks a lot. These guys aren't helping me out. What was it like, though? We didn't have a ton of gigs. We played a lot of parties, like youth places. And we played at that Olin Barn.
Barn. Oh, yeah. I've actually seen bands there.
In the 80s, that was hopping there.
There's a beam going across over your head, and somehow I got up there and was tooling around with the mic, and there was no cordless mics back then, so it gives you a hint of what might have
The sound guy down. Was not happy with you.
That was probably our best show.
Wow. Well, what do you take away from that first band that you really, like, apply to the rest of your musicality?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I gave that a lot of thought, and I think the same thing then as I think now. You know, my guitarist at the time, you know, he'd sit you down and he'd go, check this out. And it was note for note, something that Jimmy Page played in Zeppelin. And that's great and everything. But I always thought and told him this and think that now, that time that you spent getting it perfect, somebody else's stuff, you could have written something and created something on your own. And that's the way I feel, because those guys would play it perfectly. And I just didn't fit in with that. So I grew out of that.
So, yeah, so you were really into original music. Well, that plays kind of back into what your mother had told you, which was, beyond all else, be individual.
She never said don't do covers, but if she would have said something about covers, she would have said don't do them forever.
Wow, wisdom from mom. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Chad Anderson, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Don't You Explode. Now, this song, it hits a little closer to home. Tell us about Don't You Explode before you play.
Well, why does it hit a little closer to home?
I want to hear from you.
Well,
what's this song about?
Does any of us remember the beach house in McFarland?
It was down there on Lake Wabisa, off the Single Call Road.
Tore it down
right?
A long time ago. It's a bunch of condos now. I was down there with my mom about, I don't know, 25 years ago or so, and she was, my dad had asked for a divorce, and she asked me, you know, do you have any words of wisdom that night at dinner, after dinner? And I said, nope. That night I wrote Don't You Explode and gave it to her. Happened to have the music to marry with it. That was one of those deals where it was just slap. Thank you.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text a question for Chad Anderson. He's live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio.
Thinking the same things over and over. I can see by the look on your face, you feel disconnected. Like you don't belong anywhere. Know that face. Don't you explode, don't you explode. Thinking there is no love, look behind you, in front, below, and above. Please reach out your hand. Don't let the things that blind you sustain you. I know it's a heavy load. Don't you explode. Redirect your mother to a child. Calm yourself in the wind to keep your mind from running wild. You could chew glass. Don't you explode. You're a hell of a lot stronger than you know. Don't you explode. Don't let the things that blind you sustain you. No, it's a heavy load. Don't you explode.
Chad Anderson live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. I like that song. You kind of described it too. It kind of set me up to like it too, like as a slap in the face almost, right?
Yeah. I like doing that one electric because I can just play electric and just put heavy distortion on it and just lean into it.
So I'm going to give you three bands here, Chad. Okay. And when I give you the name of these bands, tell me why this band influenced you or what song made you perk up. Clear's Clearwater Revival.
Well, it was one of the first three albums I ever heard, and it turned me on to the mix and ruckus rock and roll, drums, guitars, and bass together. It just turned me right on.
That dirty kind of...
Oh, yeah. Just the whole we're from down south, even though we're from New York sound.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, New York, you said. Elton John.
Elton John, again, one of the first three albums I ever heard. It seemed to me, well, I'd never heard anything like that because I'm like a 2-3-year-old listening to this stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, if I can't play that, I would like to have that around me all the time. Piano, well, organ, together, apart,
yeah.
Any of it, it's just so clean
and,
perfect.
The songwriting is perfect.
Yeah, and even if you're not listening to the vocals, which everyone listens to, but some of us musicians listen to other parts of the song that aren't the vocals. Like, I bet the guy sitting to my left probably listens to something that he plays, maybe something else, too. So my ear goes to different spots, but yeah, I always like the piano and the organ together.
You know, you're exactly right about Rocker. We've discussed music, lyrics, and, dude, you hear that killer guitar solo? He's like, I was listening to the drums.
Well, I hear the bass a lot, actually.
In the bass, yeah.
That's why I can't listen to music when I go to bed.
What about the Beatles?
Because they study. The Beatles. Rubber Soul was one of the first three albums I ever heard. That one blew my mind and blew everybody's mind.
It's a crazy album.
There's a lot of acoustic guitar on it. And it shows how good the writing is because you take away the electric and you're like, oh, you're not hiding behind anything and you've still got it. And so it was really thick, you know, John and Paul, just every single song. It's one of those songs that, you know, a lot of us, when we were young, we listened to vinyl. If there was a scratch on the vinyl or something, when it came to the end, you knew what the next song was going to be because that's how vinyl, you know.
Yeah, very ordered. Yeah, the Beatles, I was wondering, have you seen The Get Back? What did you think about that film?
Oh, I definitely like it. I mean, you know, it's never going to be everything you like. It's always going to be, they hacked it up or there's something wrong with it, but I like it.
Did you like the disco that came out in the late 70s?
It depends.
Yeah.
What? Cheryl Lynn, it's got to be real.
I have a more of appreciation. I didn't like it when I was a kid, but I have more of appreciation for the funk part of it, you know what I mean? The funky music that came out from that area.
There was some pieces, even tracks that were on the radio that had a lot more than meets the eye. You know, like Quincy Jones kind of stuff, getting in there with Michael Jackson, making it funky and jazzy and the rock thing, pop.
and the bass. Those guys back in the Motown, those bass players, those studio cats.
Keep it simple and thump it hard.
Amazing. Like, even if you listen to the Bee Gees and you just concentrate on the drummer and the bass player, it's crazy how good those guys actually were.
They came up with the best parts, and that's why they got somebody in the studio that kept them.
Well, tell us about how and why you started playing guitar. You said, you know, you started out as a singer. You said, do you play other instruments as well?
I don't play anything else. I mean, I've got three organs in my garage, but I must just like organs. Every once in a while, when a track needs to happen, I'll sneak out there and play a little something, but I don't really play it. I have a good ear.
Well, let's get back to some live music in the lair with Chad Anderson, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Whisper. Tell us about this song before you play.
Whisper, let's see. I just made this one up off the top of my head one night, or one day I laid my daughter down. And when you're a parent of a young child, you've got two choices. You can either take a nap when they take a nap, or get something done. And I got something done. And it just came right out of my head. I named for whatever reason, the woman's name is Whisper. And it's about her getting hooked up with a con man. And he's never there. And she's in a mansion alone with a bunch of maids. And I rolled out of my head. I wrote the verses and then sat down on the porch and numbered them because they didn't come out of my head in correct order, you know.
Yeah. It's all about arrangement, you know. Chad Anderson, he's live in the lair. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app. You're live in the lair.
Some older guy, con man from West LA, took her off to the city. It was more than she could take. Memories of a thousand souls, her eyes could not fade. Bought her clothes and gave her mace. She didn't care. Sometimes he'd be gone for days. Love just was not there. And I went out to see her face filled with haze. Quick hello and then goodbye. Heart would not wait. Now she found her courage late one night. In a bottle of JD, cruise with nothing, met her friend, left the only home she'd ever see. Cruise with nothing, met her friend, left the only home she'd ever see. Somehow time just disappears. Everything seems great. Sometimes the things we have inside we never want to say. Sometimes the things we have inside we never want to say. Thank you.
Very nice. Chad Anderson. Chad Anderson live in the lair here on Max Inc. Hey, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more live music presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate on Max Inc. Radio.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday evening across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Aaron was here earlier. He said, get in that market right now. It's full-time rocker. Get in the pool. Move to Madison.com.
Good advice.
We're live in the lair, and it's time for more live music from Chad Anderson on Max Inc. Radio.
Looking at you, I've been thinking a while. You are so beautiful, precious, so wild. You can melt the devil with your smile. When I blink three times, you will no longer be a child. In a flash, you can do some good, you have to make it fast. Enjoy your friends, be sure to make a stash. But living in this world, things never last. Sometimes you're gonna be bounced off the ground. Sometimes a light makes a wonderful sound. Sometimes you're gonna be snubbed like a clown. Sometimes when you're up, all you can do is roll down. Pretending to get by. You might be running from yourself, but you don't know why. Might be shooting low when you should be shooting high. Might be telling the truth, but everyone thinks it's a lie. Sometimes everything looks pretty wrong. Sometimes your heart and your mind ain't enough. Sometimes you're gonna be bounced off the ground. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Looking at you, I'm thinking, wow, you are so beautiful, precious, so wild. You can melt the devil with your smile. When I blink three times, you will no longer be a child.
Beautiful. Chad Anderson, live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media, 844-967-2789.
Now, Chad, that song we just heard, that was called Althea, and it's written for your daughter. Tell us about this song that you just played.
Well, I only have one, and she's pretty precious. So, I mean, it says it all in the song. When I blink three times, you will no longer be a child.
That's a powerful line.
It is, especially when I wrote it in 2000 when she was a baby, and she is now 24 and in grad school to be a psychologist.
Wow.
I'm not a parent, but Rocker, you are. What is that line?
I am.
That line has to, you know, touch a bell for you.
You know, it actually touches a bell because my next door neighbor, right, she has a daughter who's three. And so when I hear that girl talk, you know, I hear her voice, I immediately hear my own daughter who, when she was three, had that same little voice. And you realize, you know, that voice is gone. And it's just a fleeting moment, you know?
It's pretty special. Chad, your songs, they've been very personal. Do your subjects inspire your music, or does the music kind of come after lyrics? I know we kind of touched on this a little bit, but maybe expand on
it. The subjects do inspire, and you know, I get lyrics from here and there. Right now, I'm in the process. I've got so many different musical parts. I've got to put them all on the table and see if anybody likes anybody. Maybe I'll give them a few beers and get them to mingle.
Have a bowling party.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes from different places. You know, it's. You never know.
Do you write by yourself? Do you write with other people?
I don't write with other people. I haven't done it very many times. When I have, it's nice. You only have to come up with half the song usually.
Right.
There can be some disagreements, but usually all the best stuff bubbles to the top. But I haven't had a writing partner for a while, so.
Now, when you perform live, you do solo sometimes, and sometimes you have guests, but you haven't played live in a while. Are you planning on getting back to shows anytime soon?
Absolutely. You guys are inspiring me. I haven't been able to play much with these fingers. It's only been just a few months, so I'm ready to get back. I was thinking about recording in this church that's in Cooksville, this little hidden away church. Nobody will find me there, kind of Bob Dylan thing.
Well, we're actually going to hear about all that in a few minutes. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Chad Anderson, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Aruba, and it's a song written for your son. Tell us about this song before you play.
This one is, in terms of when I compare it to Althea's, this one is more just symbolic imagery and, you know, inside jokes about maybe some certain plants or something like that. But it doesn't spell it out. Like, when I blink three times, you'll no longer be a child. You could melt the devil with your smile. There's none of that in there. It's just kind of it's more of a free form painting than, I can see everything in the picture very well.
Let's check it out right now. It's Chad Anderson live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Very nice. Chad Anderson live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget, Shane Christopher Neal will be in at 10 o'clock tonight with the Indy 45 show, and Rob Roberts with After Hours at 11 o'clock, Rocker.
An injury to your fingers, arms, and shoulders led to a six-month layoff of playing music, and you're making a comeback. Tell us about your unexpected journey back to health. I mean, what happened?
You're about to get what your wife got on the off time. And she thanked me for sharing. Let's see. About a year ago, in the middle of July, I sprained my knee really bad, and I helped my mother move. In doing so, I was delivering food at the time, many hours a week, and getting in and out of the car, on and off the couch. All the things I had to do, I ruined my fingers, my arms, and tore both of my rotator cuffs more than 50%.
Wow. Ouch. You're beating yourself up, man.
Right about the same time that happened, my wife had a full shoulder replacement. She has since had another. So it was messed up before that. So for a year and a half, I've been doing my wife's hair because she has long hair. And I didn't have any fingers to do it, but I did it anyway. I couldn't lift a gallon of milk a year ago. I couldn't play guitar, so I could barely scratch my butt. So I was wondering if they would ever come back, and they have. I used to crack my fingers all the time. I haven't been able to do it since then. It's an odd thing.
What's the condition, or what is wrong with the fingers?
It's not a condition. I just simply getting out of the car, on and off the toilet, on and off the couch, pushing and not being able to use my one leg, I literally fried my hands.
I see.
All the way up through my shoulders.
In my brain is equating to like something like carpal tunnel, but accelerated or something like that.
I just beat them up, overused to the max, and it took months and months. About that same time that I did that injury, and my wife had a surgery, and I was rehabbing her, my mom got diagnosed with 4-stage ovarian. And a month later, my sister got diagnosed with the breast cancer. And my mom passed in November. So it was all in a year. And so I can play guitar now.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, you know, I was reading in your bio about Weedstock.
Yes.
Weedstock was an annual music festival promoting legalization held on a farm. It was out in Sauk County for many years. And tell us about playing Weedstock. And was that with your band Smoked Fish?
It was with Smoked Fish. Played with Weedstock. Played at Weedstock with Smoked Fish a number of times. I played solo. After the first 3 years, me and my buddies basically took it over. We were civilians, and then we basically kicked the people that were running the sound, who were kind of our buddies too. We kicked them out and absorbed them back in. And so you're not really doing a good job here, so we took it over. I was personal friends with Ben and Steve Wessing, and those were the two main culprits for Harvest Fest and Weedstock.
Did you ever get stuck in the mud?
I never got stuck in the mud, but me and Ben helped people get out of the
mud. Chain game.
And I did Library Mall one time. I played it. And
Harvest Fest.
Yeah, Harvest Fest. Everybody was gone. It was like 5 o'clock. Everybody was gone but me. Why? My alternator went on my Subaru, and I had to get the tow truck guy. And there's like, at the time, it's changed. Everything's changed. But there were these concrete pylons, you know, and they're like, you're in there? Yeah, I'm in there.
Oh, yeah, down in Library Mall. Oh, boy.
So I saw you on stage at Weedstock the year that it rained all weekend long and everybody got stuck in the mud. We had
Which venue was that?
That was the farm out in Sauk County, wherever that was.
Well, he's saying Sauk County, but it was at a different place every year, except for, well, I guess they did, didn't they do Black River 2 years, and then they did Tommy Thompson Land 2 or 3 years, and they busted
that's
us.
Right. There was a party, what was it? It was just north of Sauk or somewhere up there.
Yeah. I was on the board once. Okay.
The board of Weedstock?
No, the soundboard.
Oh, the soundboard.
at like 4 a.m., Memorial Day, like the last band was all the crew. The crew was like, oh, we're going to go up there and make noise. So I'm up there and I probably wasn't straight. And then all of a sudden somebody from the security comes up to me and goes, you got to turn it all down. The cops are at the gate. It's never happened before. And the guys on the stage just laughed at me. That was a fun party.
Here's to Ben Mizell. Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Hoist one to Ben. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Chad Anderson, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called I Hear You Walking. And is this song like a princess with a long flowing hair, glowing face, and a bottle of whiskey on the fridge?
This is the kind of, it's the smiling. You wake up with a smile on your face and your wife goes, were you dreaming about the mermaid with the bottle of whiskey on the fridge again? Yeah. And I just woke up and I wrote it all out, and there was no people that are real in it. No actual peoples. But it's just out of a dream. And I was a poet before I wrote songs. So I kind of think it's more of a poem than anything, but
it sounds fun. Let's check it out right now. It's Chad Anderson live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Wish a big cloud
will just come take you away. Maybe then you'll be happy, at least for that day. Talk about love and mental severity. Stories of when we meet again, my friend.
Yes, Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair, Chad Anderson. That's probably one of my favorite songs yet tonight, right there. I like that tune. I like it a lot.
Now, you know, I heard you're going to be recording in a church. You're going to record some music. Is that true? Tell us about this church. What's up with it?
There's a church in Cooksville. You know where Cooksville is?
No, I don't. Where is that?
You go to Stoughton and you drive about 6 or 7 miles south and you run into Cooksville. And if you blink, you miss it. There's a stop sign and that's it. And a horse stable there.
Highway
there's
in.
A church. There's a church yeah. there.
Wow.
No one knows about it except for me and everybody that's listening. There's a little old man across the street that owns it, and he's sweet on me.
So it's not a a current church then. It's just an old church building.
What are you? Who made you Fu Manchu current church?
Well, I mean, you made it sound like it was like not being used for any other.
It isn't being used. He's making it a museum. But I just wanted to. I just wanted to say, who made you Fu Manchu church?
Oh, okay. I see.
I caught it. It was good. You two go back? Are you?
Well, you know, the funny thing was
back and forth.
Jimmy is. He was telling me that his first concert was Kiss at the Dane County Coliseum in 1979, and I thought to myself, so I said, "Well, did Judas Priest open up that show?" And he says, "Were you at that show? Because how else would you know that Judas Priest opened? Because they only opened a few shows during that tour." But I had actually seen the Milwaukee show, and that was actually the first concert that I ever went to without my parents. I'd went to a lot before.
So breaking the law brought you guys together. That's awesome. Chad, thank you so much for coming in tonight, performing your songs tonight. We really appreciate you coming in, answering the call, as we said, to start things out. We got one more song here. You might think I'm crazy.
Yeah, you sounded unsure when you read it.
Tell us about this song and then play it, please.
You might think I'm crazy. Well, my wife was listening, unless she couldn't figure out how to operate her phone, which is very possible, but she's listening. It's about my wife, Lizzie. We'll be married 30 years, September. You might think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I'm just in love with you. Oh. If it wasn't for the line, the big line in this one is... when you disappear, I'm invisible.
Well, let's get into it right now. We're going to be up against a heartbreak in about 2 minutes here. You're listening live in the Lair. We got Indie Rock 45s coming up. Is Chad Anderson live in the Lair.
History can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burgerfest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And